No offense to Shakira, but for me, Colombia's most exciting musical export is Bomba Estéreo. Multi-instrumentalist Simon Mejia and vocalist Liliana Saumet are the forces behind Bomba Estéreo. Believe it or not, there are a lot of traditional sounds in this music. Don't feel bad if you can't hear them. When Bomba Estéreo started 10 years ago, audiences in Colombia didn't know quite what to make of them either. Here's Simon Mejia.
We were kind of the pioneers. When we started and like mixing with electronics and the people that are like purists of the folk music from Colombia, it took it a little bit like you are destroying the tradition, no? So there was a little bit kind of a dilemma. But then they went away, no? And now people are more open-minded.
So let's talk about this new record. I want to talk about the song Fiesta. And I think maybe a great way to get into it would be if you could describe for us the carnival in Barranquilla.
The carnival of Barranquilla is like a Mardi Gras. They all come like from the same tradition, African tradition, no? And it's the moment where all the traditional musical, folk music, cumbia, Afro-indigenous music from Colombia gathers and happens this party. We have parades and people dressed up. So the song is a little bit talking about all the preparation and then the party and then going out in the parade and leaving the carnival. But the first half of the song, then the song enters the drop.
Yeah.
And it goes like to a party, I don't know, in LA, in New York or London.
Maybe outer space even. That sounds like a, yeah, a wild party. Yeah.
It's very straightforward, the two musical universes, no, that we like to blend in general in our music, that is this folkloric, tropical, very Colombian and Caribbean music with electronic music, and this track puts it like very clear, no? It's like very evident what happens there.
My kids were just dancing like mad to, I mean, to the whole album, but that track in particular.
Yeah, kids like it. Mine too.
So the title of this new album is Amanecer. That means sunrise, right?
Yeah, it's sunrise, but it's like a metaphor. We use the word as trying to describe an album that is an album of changes, like musical changes, because it's very different from what we did before, no? Musical changes, us changing into being independent, signing into a major, us working with a producer and Bomba, trying to explore with different sounds, no? And not only traditional cumbia, Caribbean sounds, but trying to move a little bit forward.
I think of this song, and this may be my daughter's favorite from this album. Our whole family loved this album. The song Soy Yo, where the line goes something like, I keep singing through open doors, through all these countries.
The lyrics is more or less about nowadays, with all the internet era and everything, you are like, people are like very exposed to open criticism, you know, like everyone can have an opinion about something or someone. So this song is more or less like, the only thing that matters is that you are yourself, and You are an individual, and that's more important than anything.
So, do you think of yourselves as a Colombian band, or are you bigger than that as you take in all these new influences now?
I think we're Colombian because the music at the end, and it's very Colombian, no? And we are singing Spanish, and but it's like a universal. It's like watching the world from Colombia. It's like our perspective of how we see the world.
Simón Mejía is a founding member of the Colombian band Bomba Estéreo. The new album is called Amanecer. Simón Mejía, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, you, for inviting me.